Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
PSO wants to raise your bill again. PSO has asked the Corporation Commission for a $170 million rate hike. That's about $14 a month. Call toll-free 844-248-8224. Tell the operator to leave messages for all three Corporation Commissioners. Message is, vote no on the PSO rate hike. Again, the toll-free number, 844-248-8224. For more information, visit www.aarp.org/OK.
Cattle futures today fell on hard times. We were down in everything but the front month, December live cattle. They were up 5 at 116.42, but February lives down 65 at 120.52. They continue to be lower here going back to the first part of November. The February live cattle at on November the 6th were as high as 131.95. Today's close at 120.52 is about a $15 sell-off from those highs. If you look at the feeder cattle, something similar. 212 lower into January, 147.82. They have been selling off since nearly the same time frame. They went to nearly 162, and currently they're at 148. So about a $14 sell-off there. So overall, the market just continues to get beat up. We're back below the moving averages, the 50-day, et cetera. And we've got a pattern there. Looks like a head and shoulders on the January feeder daily chart. You can look that up. We've completed the right shoulder if that is the case. And these are the lowest levels since September. Boxed beef at midday was 20 cents higher on choice at 208.39, 183 higher on the select at 187.37. But the technical side here seems to win today here as we were pretty much lower across the board.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures were mixed today. We had corn unchanged. December 17 corn, 339 and three quarters. The beans were up 7 to 10 cents with November 18 at $10.18.5, up 7 cents. We're starting to see some interested people here in growing soybeans next year. There might be another additional cut in corn acres if the prices stay to where they are currently. Historically, if you look at the spread between the November beans and the December corn of the same crop year, you'd get a 2.2 to 2.5 ratio, meaning that if you divide the price of beans by the price of corn, it should be somewhere around there. Right now, it's about 2.6, which means that beans are overpriced relative to corn. It might mean that corn is too cheap, too. But that's interesting that spread is where it is. The wheat futures today were down 2.5 in Chicago and down about 2.5 to 3.5 into Kansas City wheat. Cotton today about unchanged, down 7 cents in December and in March. That puts the March cotton at 72.51. A lot of talk of some quality issues they're having out in the Texas panhandle. And that's one of the reasons why we're getting this rally. But the export market has also been good. It's 6 or 7% larger than what the USDA had forecasted. And so, therefore, we've rallied 4 to 5 cents over the last 30 or 40 days.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.